Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on back to another episode of Speak the Truth podcast. Today, we're going to have the United States Navy knocking down its first cartel naval vessel. At least it's widely broadcast. I mean, we just got to admit that. Something that the Coast Guard's been doing for quite a while. So here we have the Navy that's actually bragging about things the Coast Guard did. Only the Navy ended up doing, looks like, with like some sort of freaking indirect fire munition. We're going to talk about that coming up on today's show. We also got Trump making brand new statements on Putin. Ukraine launching a brand new freaking cruise missile. Obviously, Putin ends up sending a buttload more drones. Trump makes a statement on his talks with freaking Putin and how all that's going to go down. And we got Israel coming out saying that they are about to be destroying Gaza, going after Hamas, that there is nothing acceptable other than complete and total victory. Ooh, buddy, you know things are about to light up. And in the meantime, as we're waiting on everybody to roll in here at this time, don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel. Before we even get started, I want to play this special video for you guys of U.S. soldiers targeting a fuel truck with 40-millimeter grenades back over in the lovely country of Iraq.
Oh my God!
I have a feeling that is exactly what the United States Navy was doing aboard their lovely vessel when they saw that tiny little speedboat get freaking sank today. You gotta admit, though, I mean, that's pretty cool. I didn't think the 40 Mike was gonna actually set that sucker off, and then, like, when you end up watching it, we slow it down just a little bit. Let's put it at, like, 0.5, and then go ahead and roll play, and you see it, poof, it's freaking rad. Love that. Just watching it go with everybody celebrating in the background. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you guys like the time slot? Good. Good, good, good. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm going to try it out for a couple days. If you guys like it, we're gonna stick on with it. Just FYI, so everybody is aware, you know, I am going to be taking off to go over to Israel at the end of next week. And then I'm going to be over there for about a week. So you're going to be getting videos on demand. Probably won't be doing many live sessions while I'm over there. If I do, got to have a solid internet connection, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll be attempting to give you guys some updates while I'm over there. Giving you guys information, all the latest and the greatest, everything that I'm finding out to make sure I'm able to put it out over there towards you. Now, Donald Trump ended up coming out with a statement stating earlier this morning, on my orders, U.S. military forces conducted a kinetic strike against positively identified Trinde Agawa narco-terrorist in the Southcom area of responsibility. TDA is a designated FTO operating under the control of Nicolas Maduro, responsible for mass murder, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, and acts of violence and terror across the United States and Western Hemisphere. The strike occurred while the terrorists were at sea on international waters transporting illegal narcotics headed to the United States. The strike resulted in 11 terrorists killed in action. No U.S. forces were harmed in the strike. Please let this serve as a notice to anybody even thinking of bringing drugs to the United States of America. Beware, and thank you for your attention on this matter. And here we have a lovely video that the DOD Rapid Response Team ended up releasing, showing these narco-terrorists driving their cute little freaking dinghy boat. It's actually not. I mean, it's like low-profile little speedboat out across the ocean. Apparently, they refused to stop, which then got them targeted right cha. Wait for it. Boom. Right there. That's pretty rad, man. We didn't even, like, you know, do what we typically do when we end up targeting these boats. No, we just straight up schwacked them. Now, what gives the United States the authority in order to do that? Well, they're a designated foreign terror organization, and they're operating in international waters, and they're coming over to the United States of America. And what they are doing is this vehicle actually finances that FTO, or Foreign Terror Organization. Can the flotilla identify as one of Madero's boats? No. No, it can't. But if it was up to me and I was in charge of things, I would look at the last time the flotilla was out and they provided video evidence that they had explosives on board of their vessel. And I would state that this group was attempting to transport explosives over into Gaza. And knowing that they have access to explosives and they just launched a massive fundraiser and they're on their way into Gaza, I would sink the crap out of that entire flotilla just based on that alone, because they've already stated they're going over there to break the blockade. But yeah, that's really good work from the United States Navy taking on like a tiny little boat. I mean, to me, this kind of seems like shooting fish in a barrel for the Navy. Like it's almost like these people actually thought it'd be a good idea to go. At this point, I'm actually expecting maybe something, you know, different is going to end up happening at our borders and things of that nature, because we are no longer doing what we typically do. And for those who are unaware of what we typically do, well, allow me to introduce you to the freaking United States Coast Guard. Well, hold on. This is what the Coast Guard does. Hold on. Nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it. Hey, where's my Coast Guard video? Come on, Coast Guard. There you are. I mean, that's typically what we end up doing, but all of that is now kind of going away and we're shifting to go do something else, right? Now we're just shifting to straight up targeting them and taking them out. And yeah, you know, you got to give it to the Coast Guard because they are doing things. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. You know, this is brand new. Like this maybe is a new video of the Coast Guard going after them. This video is actually from July of the United States Coast Guard targeting those people over in Venezuela. And unfortunately, right now, there's a lot of people on social media and in the media in general that are talking about United States about to invade Venezuela and we're going to go after them and all this other crap. That's not true. United States Navy is operating over in international waters and is targeting the terrorist organization and their funding mechanism that happens to be drugs that happen to kill people, U.S. citizens here in the United States of America. Incog Faraday is alive, coming in, giving out five Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you very much, sir. Good to see you here. Yeah, and I got a feeling with this being a new time slot, we got a lot of new viewers watching. If you guys are unfamiliar with the channel, we go over things like this, and we also go over the wars overseas between Ukraine and Israel, when things are popping off with Iran, when we start talking about geopolitics, the United States, China, Thailand, and all that other stuff. So if that's stuff you're interested in, like actual fact-based information on that, come on over here and get that, and make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel. Woo, Incog, coming in hot, baby. And it looks like, who is it, man? Who is that? Clay Wallace, been a member for 22 months. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Hell yeah. Well, yeah, Trump actually just broke this randomly, right? Like this incident of us targeting the cartel, or the Navy taking out the cartel ship. He just randomly dropped it in the middle of a press conference where he was talking about the Space Force moving from, Colorado to Idaho.
The room, you'll see that we just, over the last few minutes, literally shot out a drug-carrying boat, a lot of drugs in that boat. And you'll be seeing that, and you'll be reading about that. It just happened moments ago, and our great general, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who's been so incredible, including what took place in Iran, knocking out potential nuclear power for a long time to come. I think within a month they would have had it if we didn't do what we did. But he gave us a little bit of a briefing, and you'll see. And there's more where that came from. We have a lot of drugs pouring into our country, coming in for a long time.
You know, like, I'm just going to pause the video right there because I saw this comment by AJ down there saying that, I can't go to sleep to Matt tonight. You know, AJ, you are the second person that I know of that listens to Speak the Truth while they fall asleep. And so maybe what I'm going to end up doing is just putting on like a random video to help people sleep at night with like my soothing voice with war footage. And it'll just be like war footage with my soothing voice describing what's taking place in there. So all of you freaking war junkies can actually just like, you know, like get your fix every night as you go to sleep with me describing these different scenes. So you can close your eyes and picture what's happening. And then if you wake up, you can actually see what's going on. Spaced Man. We are going to have to tell all the bleeding hearts to go pound sand concerning the cartel Sinkex. Dude, who's complaining about this? That we're killing the cartel? Who's complaining about that? Are people really complaining about that? I haven't seen people complaining about it. So maybe my algorithm and yours is just a little bit different. But yeah, I mean, they're an international terror organization. They're a foreign terror organization. Actually, they're international now. Another country, I can't remember which one it was, immediately following the strike, ended up coming out and declaring Trinidad Agawa a foreign terror organization as well. So now we have multinations that are coming out stating these guys are freaking terrorists and they're going to start going after them. Right. And this is something that has been long since needing to happen because these terror organizations have gotten massive and they don't just terrorize the United States by doing the things they do. I mean, the crime that takes place on the street in the United States, some of the mass shootings and things like that occur all because of this crap. There's violence. There's human trafficking. Right. And if you guys haven't heard my conversation and speech on human trafficking in our schools, you probably should go back and watch the last two videos where I kind of like touch on it. But all of these things like come from these organizations where you have drugs moving, you also have bodies moving, all right? And that's something that not a lot of people like to talk about. It's easy for us to come out and state, well, you know, we captured X amount of frickin', you know, whatever, cocaine. We took 50,000 pounds of frickin' cocaine off the street. Well, I don't know. That's a buttload of cocaine, but you know what I'm saying? And so that's a very easy talking point. What they don't like to admit, and what our politicians don't like to admit, is the human trafficking aspect that goes along beside this. We have people that are literally enslaved here in the United States of America, not by the white man, but by cartels, right? These people are working off debts to them that they can't repay. They hold on to their passports. They threaten their family. They threaten to kill them. They go off on them, and it's human trafficking. That is a major, major issue here in the United States, and nobody wants to talk about it. And these cartels are responsible for it. Those men on those boats are financing that. That's what they're doing. They're financing the crime in your neighborhoods. They're financing the freaking human trafficking. They're financing all of that garbage. And so, yeah, it needs to stop. Something needs done about it. And the easiest thing to go after is those freaking drugs because there's so many of them. And I pray to God that we're able to go in there and actually start rescuing some of these people that are going south across the border. Texas, see you in the house. Where'd you go, man? I already freaking missed it. 18 months, Matt. You know who ended their contract with the military 18 months ago? I like the new timing. That's awesome, dude. I love that. Oh, dude, congrats, by the way, for that. As long as you're not labeled AWOL and deserter, man. Social Shifters coming in, becoming a true supporter. And Zenith Dawn coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Absolutely love it, guys. You guys freaking make my day. Man, I can't, like, it just blows my mind. Give me one sec here. It absolutely blows my mind, like some of the stuff that takes place and some of the things that people get like upset about. Again, boat going down, boat getting sunk, beautiful footage. If you guys missed it, here it is again for you. One last time, we're going to go ahead and play this. This is the actual footage of the boat that ended up getting sank. Gotta love it, man. Gotta freaking love that stuff. Tristan Allen says, did I say what Talib said last night, that the Muslims aren't going anywhere in Congress and that they will control the United States soon? You're talking about Rashida Talib? No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that she said that. And I mean, they can say that they're going to control the United States. Fortunately, we have this thing called separation of church and state. So, you know, Sharia law just is not going to be a thing. And the Muslims controlling the United States isn't going to be a thing. If they all get voted in, that's fine. But I just don't see that happening. Paul Allen becoming an ultimate true supporter. Hell yeah, Paul. Nice. Welcome, Paul. Thank you very much for becoming an ultimate true supporter, man. It means the freaking world. All right. Then we have Secretary of State Mark Rubio coming off talking about what we are going to be doing with these cartels.
The president is going to be on offense against drug cartels and drug trafficking in the United States. It destabilizes not just the country, but the entire Caribbean basin. These particular drugs were probably headed to Trinidad or some other country in the Caribbean, at which point they just contribute to the instability these countries are facing. So the president's been very clear that he's going to use the full power of America, the full might of the United States, to take on and eradicate these drug cartels, no matter where they're operating from and no matter how long they've been able to act with impunity. Those days are over. The president is going to be on offense.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so only issue here is he said that, you know, they were going to a different location than the president did. But either way, they end up making their way up to the United States of America. Let's be honest here, right? Like, I don't think it takes a genius to do that. Other thing that he ended up doing, where did it go? Yep, Marco Rubio, immediately following the announcement that went down, you ended up having him tweet that out. There you see, what is that, smoke equals fire? Yeah. Basically saying that if you're running drugs, you're going to end up getting targeted. So it's nice to actually see the United States government take a firm stance on this. My only concern is that by doing this, we're going to see an increase in violence on the border. We're going to see increased attacks on the Border Patrol, things of that nature. Tell Trump to come to Hanover and clean it up. Don't think that's going to happen. I really don't, man. I don't know how else to tell you that. Do I think that high crime rate cities, if the mayors cannot control them, that the Fed needs to come in and take over and make that happen and actually enforce the law? Yes, I do. It's amazing to me, people over inside of Washington, D.C., how happy they were with that federal takeover. When you go and you talk to them, like actually watch reports on the street, not just what news reporters are saying, but actually listening to the people, you know, that are walking down the street, and people just ask them, how do you feel about the guard being here? And they're pretty dang happy about it. They're not upset about it at all. So it's funny to me that we have so many people that are screaming and crying, trying to act like it's a very bad thing. People like it when laws get enforced. They really do. I don't know if you guys remember this from last month. I do. Oh, come on, do it. You guys remember when ICE was arresting somebody over in California and then the guy ends up hooking up an ICE vehicle to a tow truck and driving off with it? Now, well, ICE finally caught up with that freaking dude and ended up throwing him in handcuffs. There's a look at your offender right there in a sweet little Nike swoosh freaking sweater. Well, thanks for this compilation to Nick Sorter coming out with it. Basically, don't break the law if you don't want the law to be enforced. These are pretty simple concepts. If you don't like the law, vote to have it changed. Period. If you want your drugs in the United States of America, vote to have it changed. If it doesn't happen, move to a state like frickin' California or what the hell is it, Denver, Colorado, where pretty much everything's decriminalized and you can go get high and piss your pants on the street with all of the other frickin' druggies. We don't care. Go at it. Have fun, man. But in the meantime, stop towing ICE vehicles. Don't come to this country illegally if you don't want to get arrested. These are common sense things that people don't understand. Saying that they didn't break any laws, yes, they did. The moment they stepped into this country as illegal aliens, they violated U.S. federal law. Period. End of discussion. And they don't even have to go to a criminal court. They're not entitled to go to a criminal court here in the United States. They go to an immigration court. And if that upsets you, maybe you should leave this dang country. Because you, period, have no right to be here if you do not support the United States of America. That is my view. That is my opinion. Now, you have a right to free speech, and you can speak all you want. Speak about it all you want. Go out there, protest, do everything. The moment you start targeting our freaking officers and going after them who are enforcing the laws, and we're not talking about illegal laws. We're not talking about laws that violate the Constitution. We're talking about laws that are enforceable under the U.S. Constitution. The moment you start going after them, your ass needs to get deported, period. You hate this country so much, go find a new one. Go tell me how much you love living inside Mexico. Go tell me how much you love living inside freaking Canada. Go tell me how much you love living inside Germany or whoever the hell wants to accept you. But we don't want you here. Go away. It's absolutely absurd. All the people that said that they were going to leave the country when Trump got elected the first time, they're still sticking around. Why are they still sticking around? I have no idea. Actually, I do. Because even they know in their own flipping minds, even they know that they have no right to be, like, that this is the best place for them to be. They know that. Otherwise, it would go somewhere else.
Have you spoken with President Putin?
Yeah, I don't want to. I have learned things that will be very interesting. I think in the next few days, you'll find out.
Will there be any consequences if there isn't some type of announcement of a meeting with President Putin and President Zelensky?
Yeah, there will be. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see what they do and what happens. I'm watching it very closely. Last week, they lost 7,000 between the two countries, 7,313 soldiers, to be somewhat exact, for no reason whatsoever. And they're Russian and they're Ukrainian, but, you know, they're soldiers. I want to see it end. Yep.
Jasmine, I see you saying, yeah, we're full up here in reference to Canada being full. Well, maybe if y'all up in Canada, no offense there, Canucks, maybe if y'all got up and started kicking out the cartels and kicking out the people that are running fentanyl down here into the United States of America, you would have room for some of these people that we don't want. I mean, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Just maybe get after it. Now, something very interesting just happened in that statement when Trump got asked about President Putin, asking about whether they've been in contact. Trump said, yes, we have. And then the reporter, if I need to play it back so that you guys can hear it again, because it's a little quiet, asked him if there's going to be consequences if Putin doesn't come to the table, if these two leaders don't end up meeting. Trump said, yes, there will be. Somebody asked what's up with the lack of Russian casualties on the front line. They're still dying, friend. Over 7,000 soldiers from both sides ended up dying last week. All right. Why is he stating that figure? Because of that huge offensive operation down over in Pokrovsk. And Ukraine has actually started launching more cruise missiles and they got access to HIMARS again, along with several other things. And they've been hammering them. Just a couple hours ago, Ukraine launched a massive freaking drone wave that's already lighting parts of Russia on fire. Don't even know why I bring that up, because it's just they're trading rounds every day. Zelensky came out today and Zelensky was stating that they continue to get targeted. They continue to get attacked. And talked about the massive drone wave. I think it was 150 plus drones. All Shahids end up like all Shahid drones, like 100% Shahid drones. I realized that when I said all followed by the word Shahid, that you guys might think it was like all Shahid, like all Shabab or something like that. No, Shahid drones, 100% ended up going and slamming over into freaking Ukraine last night. It's been nonstop. Right. And there's videos of Ukrainian cities and all that other crap that are freaking going off. And meanwhile, while all that stuff's going on, and this is why I take such a hard stance when it goes down to radical Islam, when it goes against promoting this crap, this took place over in France today. What you're about to see is a man with a knife running around and stabbing people when law enforcement officers showed up and neutralized the threat. Just a thought, maybe don't run around stabbing people screaming Allah Akbar. Maybe don't do that and you won't get shot. Now, I'm sure he was just some innocent Palestinian, that's right, Tunisian migrant. Now, I'm sure he was just some innocent Palestinian supporter that was just upset with how overrun the Gaza Strip is getting right now and the genocide that's occurring over there. I'm sure he was just upset about it and trying to convince people with his knife that they're on the wrong side of history. I'm sure that's all he was doing. He's just tired. He's taking a nap, ladies and gentlemen. All right. That man decided to take a nap. That's all that happened right there. It is absolutely ridiculous that all that crap's going on. Let's take a look at the new freaking glide bomb that Ukraine ended up releasing today. It's a 500 kilogram high explosive aerial bomb equipped with GPS guidance and has a maximum range of anywhere between 60 to 80 kilometers. Ukraine's actually producing these suckers now. Now, if you want to know why that's so important, because it gives Ukraine standoff. They definitely don't have air superiority when it comes to Russia. They're getting close, but they're not quite there. And so just like when you're facing a massive freaking army and you are a smaller army, you go after logistical supplies and things like that, which Ukraine has been doing. They're also developing these different weapons to make sure that they're able to take care of all of this crap. All right. And so that they don't have to worry about getting engaged by things. So, yep, they ended up coming up with that. They ended up coming with the Flamingo. Flamingo has been used, and that is the first footage of that cruise missile being, or excuse me, glide bomb being launched. Cruise missile, geez, glide bomb being launched. All right. So those are now effectively hitting the battlefield, going over and smashing some more Russian positions. Over inside of Ukraine, I want you guys to see this. This was found over inside of the Donetsk area. And this is a Russian reconnaissance drone. But the really interesting part is not the drone itself. It's everything that the drone contains. You guys remember how I told you that Russia relies very heavily on foreign aid and support, and that the U.S. sanctions and all of the other sanctions ended up affecting Russia to the point that they had to start outsourcing things from other countries and they had to get like crappier and crappier materials. This is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to go ahead and put this video up on your screen because this is the actual surveillance drone, all right, that ended up just crashing in the middle of this field. Let's try to mute this sucker and play it. Here we go. As it goes up over, all right, and we're going to take a look inside of this sucker. So right there, you can see, I believe some aviation tape stuck to that thing. I'm sure that's not duct tape whatsoever, along with this white tape up over here in the front. Clearly, that's high grade aviation tape that they're using on the front. And again, I have to explain this stuff to people because people think that Russia is so technologically advanced that they're just knocking it out. No, a Ring camera. Yeah, the camera on this thing almost looks like a freaking Ring doorbell camera. Wait for it as it comes up. All right, there we go. And we can see some of the wiring and the harnesses and stuff like that that are inside. You even see a cardboard box looking thing like over here on the inside that was carefully trimmed out. Now, why do that? Help provide insulation and all that other crap and all of the wires. But yeah, go ahead and take a look at the inside of that wiring harness with just duct tape and all that other crap. This looks like something that a terrorist network freaking put together. Like, no BS. I expect to see things like this from Hezbollah. I expect to see things like this from the Houthis. I expect to see things like this from Hamas. Well, this is a little bit too advanced for Hamas, I think. That's who I expect to see things like this from. Who I don't expect to see things like this from is Russia. But again, here we have it, and it's chock full of Chinese components, all right? Let's just keep going down here. They end up carrying it off, showing all this other crap, and then we can take a closer look at the electronic components inside of this sucker, and they look so crappy, it's not even funny. All of this, all right, is like handmade and like being freaking screwed together. So these are all the different components and parts that Russia is putting together on their own. Literal tape with handwriting going across that sucker. All right, because that is like the efficiency of the Russian military at this point. Yeah, the video is pointing out batteries, which we can sit here and take a look at the battery component on it. All right, as it's like sat right there. Go ahead, take a look at that. Along with Ethernet connections and cables that they ended up unplugging from this sucker. Yep. Hold on. This is my favorite part. Yep. There we go. Hold on. Then you've got the different electronic components that are going in there and the little crappy frickin', what is that? Quarter inch frickin' plywood that they ended up making that sucker out of. Mm-hmm. Right. Frickin' quarter inch little plywood. Don't think it would pass a shake test. I believe with you. And that's probably why it ended up crashing down. You know, I talk about like how depleted the Russian military is and how effective these sanctions are. But I don't think anybody really believes me when I say it. And by the way, I'm about to trash on the Ukrainian military as well. But it's a balsa wood. Somebody says balsa wood. Love it. Balsa wood. Yes, absolutely. Very well. Yeah. I mean, it's freaking ridiculous. Now, I understand that there are electronic components and wood can be used in order to freaking, insulate like the different electronic components and whatnot and mounting hardware, whatever, man. But at the same time, dude, this is the 21st flipping century. This is 2025. Yes, it is hot glued together. Thank you very much. Do you guys see the giant clumps of hot glue sitting on that thing? Do you not see them? Look directly above the UNT in computer at that freaking circuit. It is hot glued together. These are Russian surveillance drones that they're launching out there. It's used in RC model planes. Great. Great. Eighth inch balsa wood, eighth inch freaking like plywood, whatever the hell it is, man. All right. But we're not done yet, ladies and gentlemen, as we look through this like pile of freaking trash that's currently floating around the battlefield. All right. Now we're going to get into, the little electronic components. I'll hold that up on the screen in case anybody wants to take this and go look it up. I could care less to see which Chinese factory is producing that, but it's pretty clear that it's like cheaply made Chinese garbage. All right. There you go. Industrial router modem equipment usage area public network coverage frequency band 2.4 to 4.8 gigahertz transmit power, blah, 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 blah. All right. You guys are more than welcome to look it up. And hey, there's the IP address in case you guys want to play with that. All right. Thank you, Ukrainians, for showing all that crap. Now, this, I believe, here we go. This is one that I just have to play. This is the frickin' motor itself. I just got to let this sucker play. Here's the motor. Yep. Yep. Everybody see that? Everybody see what we're working with here? 1900s, early 1900s frickin' technology. 2.5 gigahertz is Bluetooth, right? Everybody see that right there? Look at that pile of garbage. Now, the motor itself looks brand spanking new. All right, so great little cheap Chinese motor. They probably pulled it out of a frickin' lawnmower or something. But take a look at that sucker right there. That is a PVC pipe being used for exhaust. Do you guys see that? That frickin' plastic tube. That is a PVC pipe being used for exhaust. It is no wonder why the other exhaust is sitting right up here on the left. You guys see that? And again, more balsa wood for a frickin' component. This is literally a Russian surveillance drone. Yes, Matt, caught one live. Hell yeah, buddy. Motor is electric. Are you quite sure about that? If we look at it, because what I'm seeing there doesn't appear to be an electric motor, friend. They have different electric components inside of there, but I don't believe that's an electric motor. Now, I could be wrong, but when I take a look at that, it definitely appears like I got a combustion chamber on the left and on the right, and that I also have a spark plug on the left and on the right. You guys see it right here? This coming in and going down right there, there's a spark plug and there's another spark plug. This is the most makeshift machine I've ever seen. Right. Not electric. Thank you very much. I don't know much, but my parents did own a freaking mechanic shop, so I would feel like a freaking idiot if I got that wrong. Now, I want you to picture how much freaking melted plastic has fallen into that dang thing on a daily basis that it operates. There's a reason it's brand new, because these things probably have 1 to 2 flights at best. Moped motor? Absolutely. This thing's trash. Absolute freaking trash. But hey, it's got a serial number on their freaking wooden fan blade, which maybe I can't knock the wooden freaking blade, but seriously, engine is for internal combustion, motor is for electric. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Excuse me. Actually, no. Pretty sure that motor is for gasoline and engine is for diesel. I could be wrong on that one, but motor, diesel, engine. Oh, motor, gas, engine, diesel. Diesel, engine, gas-powered, internal combustion, motor. Whatever, man. Look, either way, you're splitting freaking hairs here. We all know that it is not, absolutely not, in a freaking electric motor. That's absolutely ridiculous. Either way, got a carburetor on it, man. Yeah, thanks, right? Like, let's not pretend like that doesn't exist up there in the middle. But, okay, I think we've killed this thing enough, okay? Motor can be either or. It's carbureted. You're right. Skateboard motor doesn't matter. Yes, motor is either. Motor is electrical. Yeah, whatever, man. Look at you freaking nerds and grammar Nazis in here. Oh my God. All right, let's move on past the motor and let's go to the freaking the freaking cheap ass Chinese components that they end up having. At least China has good materials available. That thing looks like it's made out of some sort of freaking plastic, something like that. Maybe it's even metal, man. I don't know. Looks like it might be mounted on metal. And boom, there's your freaking surveillance camera. I'm just going to pause on that very expensive Chinese home security camera. Apparently, it has 40 times zoom on it. ICE, internal combustion engine. Internal combustion engine. Look, you guys are splitting freaking hairs on this thing, man. You guys have gone way down the rabbit hole on the freaking internal combustion engine versus motor on this. Bottom line, yeah, they got a freaking nanny cam on that thing. All right. This is why you have all of those other things. Whoop, aluminum case. Thank you. Spark plug is on the side. You guys get off the damn motor. Like, you guys are killing me with that motor, man. That is, you guys are totally missing the point of the entire thing, debating whether or not it's a motor or an engine and what we're going to call it. At the end of the day, it's a giant pile of freaking trash, man. Holy freaking cow. Y'all are killing me inside. I'm with you, though. It's freaking garbage, man. Absolute garbage. All right, so what we're going to end up watching next is probably one of the better drone strike videos out of Ukraine that I ended up seeing today. Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and kill the silly music, the propaganda music that they put on it. But right here, which I absolutely love, you can see like the MLRS tubes like lined up on that sucker and it goes in and you have a solid freaking detonation out of that sucker as it goes in and ends up taking it out. That is one hell of a freaking shock. Radio Shack. Yeah, I think that looks like a home security camera better than the dating debacle. You know what? You have no idea how many requests I got to go back and start running another date inside of the freaking chat. This motor debate is very important. Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll have to put together a whole video on freaking motor debates, man. Jeez Louise, you guys. Holy freaking cow. All right, here's another one getting freaking struck because I know you guys like seeing things get boom-boomed. All right, yep, boom-booms. There we go. Here's another boom-boom for you. Drone coming in. Woo! Look, those guys are sleeping on the job. You shouldn't be sleeping on the job. Ah, man. No, you shouldn't be sleeping on the job. Those guys were all tuckered out from fighting the war, and then the drone came in and finished it off. Can't be all tuckered out like that on the battlefield, man. Sleeping on the battlefield ends up getting you freaking schwacked. Don't do it. Don't fall asleep on the battlefield like that. Nobody is over there pulling security. You don't pull security on the back of your eyelids and hope for the best. That's not how these things work. Yeah. All right. And contrary to popular belief, there is still more. This one's coming out of the LPR. Fuel crisis is taking place over inside of Donetsk. When I talk about the fuel problem and the sanctions and everything like that, on top of attacking those oil refineries, actually being very, very effective. All right. This is what we are continuing to see. We are continuing to see long lines. There we go. Where's that pause? There you go. We're continuing to see long lines of vehicles lining up just to get fuel over there. Now, despite what people like Scott Ritter like to tell you and tried to tell me in our debate, 1,000%, there is a fuel shortage. These people are not sitting there out of the goodness of their hearts to make propaganda videos against Russia. It's just not how that works. It was a wankel. I always just wanted to go into my sleep, but not like that. Dude, I'll tell you, man, I can't for the living frickin'. You know what? There's one more thing I want to show you guys because I ended up, let me grab this link for it. Texas ended up sending me something today that I found very interesting and I ended up scanning the QR code for it. And I was like, son of a biscuit, this actually has a website. And it was all based off of a post that ended up getting sent out. Now I did a little background research on this sucker and ended up coming up with this. Hold on, copy and paste. Now, propaganda does work both ways. I've been on a propaganda kick these last couple days, so I'm going to go ahead and open up this website right over here and get it up on your screen. Come on now. You can do it, unless it's already taken down. Give it a quick sec. It'll make it. It'll make it. Let's try that again. One more time. Come on. Come on. Do it. Do it. Hold on. It's redirecting. It's a Russian website, so give it some time here. Give it a hot sec. It's coming in, man. I promise you. It's coming in. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Cool. Found it. Let's put it over on English. Now, if this within itself is a fake website, I'm going to be honest with you, man. It is a hell of a good deep fake, right? It's got a .ru freaking address on it, and then it goes down, and it shows a Russian soldier angrily standing over his wife, and it says, "What should I do if my husband beats me? Practical advice for military wives." Let's go ahead and zoom in on that. Your military husband is going through a lot of stress. Talk to him. Try to put yourself in his shoes. Don't make it public. Social media posts can ruin your husband's career. If the beatings do not threaten your life, endure them. They will end soon. Try to disguise the bruises with cosmetics. Avoid bright colors and clothing and makeup. This can provoke your husband's new outbursts of aggression. And try to analyze your behavior. Why did your husband hit you? What did you do to provoke him? Ask your husband for forgiveness. I'm going to be honest. I'm not 100% positive that this is a real website after doing some other things. And there's a couple things that I'm going to point out to you here. One is the address. I actually took the address, went over and looked at it. I'm not 100% sure this is a real website. Now, if it is an independent, all right, counseling service. And the reason I say that, I went over and I looked at the building and I ended up taking a screenshot from the building. And the Academy of Communication was not listed on the address that's up over on this website. It's not to say it's not there because it was Google Maps, and I don't think Google's over there updating new freaking footage, right? This business says it started in 2019, and it does have contact information in case you guys want it. If you would like to call them and ask them about about this, you're more than welcome to. There is their phone number. You can ask them why it's okay to beat your husband and talk to somebody. I just didn't feel like doing it. I got enough problems with the Russians as it goes, man. So here you go. Hit me because he is a loser. Yeah, that's generally how it goes. He was built by a metalhead on Crocodrill. It seems like the Russians' logic to me. It kind of does. That address that's right up over here on your screen, you guys are more than welcome to take that and plug that into Google Maps. It is a legitimate address that's over inside of Mother Russia in the great state of freaking Moscow. And there is a help desk for you. They apparently, allegedly, work 24/7. You're more than welcome to send them an email. Let me zoom in on that in case you guys want to contact them via email and tell me what you get in return. I'm more than okay with figuring that out. I actually thought about sending them one, but again, I don't feel like dealing with it in case I'm wrong. Now, if you go up to look at the rest of their website, zoom out a little bit here because I went way too far. You can send them a message. But yeah, they have support programs, rehab programs, and stuff like that. One of the things I found interesting is that this is just right on the frickin' front page, right? Where it's got all of this crap talking about it. So either it's that serious. Now, interesting enough, all the addresses and, like I said, the phone numbers and stuff end up matching down there. They even have the license number for the company that's listed down there. Recommended courses actually do pull up actual courses. Those things are all there. So if it is a deep fake, right, like looking at this, it is a very good deep fake. Like somebody spent a lot of time on this to get it right. The only thing that I don't like about it when you go over on it is that there's not a hell of a lot of information about anything else that they do other than, you know, where it's at. Now, they do have five therapists that are listed here. You guys are more than welcome to do the background research on them, but it's freaking crazy. They allegedly hold like these different meetings. So if it's real, whew, man, that is freaking, that's freaking gnarly. I don't know how else to say that. Yeah. And we're going to go ahead and move on from that. We're going to shift our focus to the Middle East because that gives me a flipping headache. United States has sanctioned a network of companies and vessels led by businessmen Waleed al-Samari, a dual citizen of Iraq, and St. Kitts and Nevis for smuggling Iranian oil disguised as Iraqi oil. The revenue generated from these illegal operations, funds for the Iranian regime's destabilized activities in the Middle East. And that comes from a press release that got put out by the U.S. State Department and ended up getting blasted out by U.S. Central Command. So here, all right, what we're talking about is you have Iran that is continuing, right? Although they say that our sanctions aren't affecting them. Clearly, they're trying to offload their oil because it is affecting their economy. Now, I bring up Iran for a reason, because the Ayatollah is still not happy with Israel, and they're talking about withdrawing from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They're talking about pulling themselves out of it. Why? Because they think that the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency that was over there inspecting their facilities, gave intelligence to the Israelis and the United States in order to conduct the attacks. And they say it's not fair. They were doing everything for peaceful purposes. They were enriching uranium way up to that level, right? And so they're talking about pulling out of it. Now, if they do end up pulling out of it, that, again, opens up the door and, in my opinion, ends up giving Israel and the United States more ammunition to go over and strike them yet again. So we're going to see how that goes. Over inside of southern Lebanon, we had several things exploding. Here, right here, you can see an Israeli drone going over and attacking a Hezbollah freaking, what the hell is that thing called, man? It's construction equipment, but I'm trying to remember the name. It's not a front-end loader. What the hell do you call that thing, man? I forget. Whatever. Anyways, ended up going over there and getting after it. Please don't make me get in the damn debate again. I don't want to talk about motors, engines, and what the proper name of that vehicle is. I know some of you guys are just all about that life. Excavator, thank you. We're going to go with excavator. Anyways, Hezbollah is over there still occupying 20% of southern Lebanon, and they are busy trying to reconstruct and rebuild, all the while the Lebanese government is trying to abide by the ceasefire agreement and actively moving to disarm Hezbollah. Earlier this morning, I ended up showing a video on this morning's live session that showed a Hezbollah weapons cache getting taken out by the Lebanese military. Here is a brand new angle of yet another weapons cache getting taken out by the Lebanese military. So good on him. We actually have the Lebanese military going after Hezbollah. Now, it would appear that international pressure is actually working on Lebanon. You cannot have two armed factions over inside of Lebanon, like buying for control. And Hezbollah, while they might have members that are in the government, right? Or like were, they cannot be in control. They can't have their own military doing whatever the hell they want. They're an international, we're the largest international foreign terror organization. They were heavily funded by Iran. And since all of this kicked off, number one, all of their freaking leadership has been killed 10 times over. That is an undisputable fact. They have been decimated from the top down. Hezbollah has been wiped out time and time again, and they were embedded deep, deep inside of Beirut. And so it might actually be that what we see the Lebanese government and military doing right now is as a direct result. Hezbollah was actually bigger than the Lebanese military. And a lot of people don't realize that. Much, much bigger. And so if Lebanon wanted to like do something about Hezbollah, basically now is the time. While they're weak, while they have their head cut off, while they're being freaking smashed in southern Lebanon, while they've been kicked out of freaking Syria, right? And they're kind of isolated and they're stuck in their corner right now. This wife-beating jokes has triggered. Yeah, guys, enough with the wife-beating jokes, man. Like, that's just not cool, bro. Like, yeah, just chill it with the wife-beating jokes, man. Netanyahu, he ended up coming and giving a speech today.
Chayle Tzal, v'chayle ha-miluim, v'ha-mishpachot shalachem.
I'm just going to go ahead and assume that none of you guys are going to know what he's saying, because I sure don't. So I'm just going to go ahead and read that off to you. He said, "Dear reserve soldiers, you are the strength that holds Israel. You left work, studies, and home to defend the people of Israel. Thanks to you, we have achieved great accomplishments. We broke the Iranian access, both in Gaza, both in Lebanon, both with the Assad regime that collapsed with Iran itself, and now against the Houthis. But the mission is not complete. We have not forgotten the horrors of October 7th. We have not forgotten the hostages, and we will continue until they return. I salute you, appreciate you, and promise the entire people of Israel stands behind you. With the help of God, we will bring complete victory to the state of Israel." Now, he's saying that because they have all reported in. They are now all officially reported in to Israel. You know what that means? Very, very soon, they're going to end up starting to ride on them. So, being mobilized currently, and they're off in the field, and they're going after Hamas. TBN Israel put this video together.
The IDF is preparing to completely eliminate Hamas's military and governmental systems, while Hamas is desperately trying to survive the final battle, continuing to fight while relying on hostages, tunnels, and control of humanitarian aid as its main survival cards. The IDF is mobilizing around 60,000 reservists in addition to around 70,000 who are already mobilized for the final battle in Gaza City. Waiting for them will be what's left of the Hamas battalions who have spent months preparing for their arrival by planting improvised explosive devices along the roads, booby-trapped buildings and tunnels, prepared ambushes and positioned snipers. But the IDF has been sending commando teams into Gaza City to do prep work ahead of the main effort, and according to senior security officials, these teams are currently conducting an intensive manhunt for Ezzedine El-Hadid, the head of Hamas's military wing, who is hiding inside Gaza City.
You know, it's funny, I told you guys like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, the Israelis were moving in on Gaza City. And everybody's like, "Where'd you get that information? Where'd you get that? How do you know that?" And then this guy comes out and they're like, "Oh, he sounds Israeli, so it's got to be believable, right? Like, got to go along with it because, yeah, the Israelis said it. Yeah." All right. Anyways, let's go ahead and take a look at some of the strikes that have taken place over inside Gaza over the last 24 hours. Go ahead and get some of that up. Israel's been going pretty heavy after the tunnel systems. A couple of reports of terrorists getting schwacked here and there down in the south. Not a lot of fighting, though, to be honest. It doesn't seem like it. Yesterday, it seemed like there was some sustained contact that was going on. But today, not that many reports coming out of there of any of it. Instead, what we're seeing is some targeted strikes taking place. And reportedly, Israel is moving in and starting to conduct more airstrikes over inside of Gaza City. So we'll see kind of where it goes along that realm. But with everybody now ramped up and ready to go, and this cry of freaking, genocide and starvation and everything else that I talked about this morning, man, I really just got to like play some propaganda from the other side. For a fair and balanced report, I think it's only fair that I play some propaganda from the other side. Jack Ray coming to the five, he says, who are the outsiders who keep pushing Hamas propaganda lies? It doesn't seem to be reducing. Oh, Jack, you just wait. After this lovely piece, I'm going to show you some more. By the way, this is Deir Abala, all right, south of the freaking Nazarim corridor where everybody's complaining about that the Israelis been schwacking and killing people and that they're all starving and dying. Oh, the humanity. Somebody please make it stop. Who the hell is shipping in brand new shoes like that? Who's doing that? Brand new hoodies hanging on the wall. Just throwing that out there. Oh, the famine. Oh, my God, the famine. Is that fresh vegetables?
اوكي سعر هذا الساندويتش 3 شيكل كان قبل الحرب بس بشيكل
Rule number one in time of warfare. All info is propaganda until proven otherwise. Thank you, Smokey Sergeant. You ain't lying, brother. That is the one dang thing that I don't think people freaking understand. And you know how I told you guys about like the Nutella nut jobs over inside Gaza? I ain't even freaking lying. Incog Verde says, for the trip, please be extra careful with OPSEC. Yeah, of course, brother. You know I will be. I wasn't kidding. Thank you. Thank you for bringing up the OPSEC. I really do appreciate that. But yeah, check that out, man. Nutella. They have a hard on for freaking Nutella. Can't make it up. They absolutely love their Nutella. I don't know who is shipping in all of this Nutella. I don't know if this is humanitarian aid packages, if Nutella is donating all this crap themselves. But I showed this last night. It got to the point where they literally opened up a Nutella shop in freaking Gaza. Yep, there you go. And if my memory serves me correct, I believe this is in Gaza City. It's absolutely insane. Look at this crap. This isn't the Gaza that they show everywhere, but this is Gaza, believe it or not. Nutella is good stuff. I like Nutella and strawberries. Doomsday supply of Nutella. Dude, they literally opened an entire restaurant based on Nutella. This happened. Diabetes in a bottle, is it? I don't even know what it's consisted of. It doesn't look like real food, so you're not going to catch me eating it. Like, if I'm going to eat something that's not real food, I'm going to pig out on something, man. But this is absolutely insane. Like, this is not what you've heard of. It's not. And they had the money to open this place. They had the funding to open it. They clearly have enough Nutella to go around that they based an entire freaking shop on that. And then probably one of my favorite pieces, because I told you we got to play propaganda from both sides, is this one. This one comes out from the Times of Gaza. Time of Gaza stating that an Israeli drone strike targeted an ambulance. You guys let me know if you see anything weird here.
دربيش ما يوين السيارات
Richard in the comment section coming in late. That's not an electric motor. Thank you, Richard. Thank you very much for keeping the debate alive. You guys notice anything weird about this video? Because I sure did. I 1000%. You notice how there is two distinct separate fires, and around the base of this one, there is something that appears to be round in nature. And if we go all the way back to the beginning of this propaganda video, you'll see that clearly there is a fire burning right here next to the ambulance. And then as it comes around, you can see the other one, and there's two very clear smoke plumes coming out of there. They're not even trying anymore. It's literally like drums that they filled up with frickin' fuel and lit on fire to claim that the Israelis targeted them. Then, when we go to the other side and you come around, you can clearly see that this is a fuel fire because of the amount of scattered fuel that's on fire on the ground. Now, how do we think that actually happened? You guys notice how they flared up after he threw water on him? Because you don't throw water on a fuel fire. Water and fuel don't mix. It ends up displacing, and then it ends up like, boop, pushing up. You get a little bit more surface area contact, all the other crap that comes up. Those are not Molotovs. They are literally like freaking cans that they filled with petrol and lit on fire. That's what that is. Holy crap, they are drums. Yeah, no kidding. You see it now? This is what they're pushing as a freaking drone strike. That's what it is. Watch the water, watch the flare up. A 100%. It's two drums with water sitting next to an ambulance that they lit on fire. At first, I thought, oh, the tire was on fire, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But take a closer look at the ambulance. There is zero damage to that sucker. Not one freaking ounce. None, zip, zilch. The paint's about to be melted off of that sucker. I'm surprised they didn't light anything else on fire. Now, there's another video out there somewhere of a car that looks suspiciously like this one that caught fire that they had to go and freaking put out, claiming that Israel's dropping incendiary bombs on these people. It's called desperation? No, it's called retardation. That's what it is. And I blame the gullible freaking left and every other freaking shill out there that's been pushing their propaganda literally the entire time. Not to mention the suspension is level. Valid. That thing did not take a strike from the smallest of drones. Like nothing even bounced off the windshield of it. They literally filled two drums with fuel and lit them on fire. It is the most obnoxious thing. And yeah, I blame it on the nut jobs on the internet for taking this stuff and spreading around as if it's factual. I really wish, really, really wish that people over on these social media accounts that own them, you know, places such as X and frickin' IG and whoever the hell else is promoting this garbage, that actually goes over there and takes it down and shuts these accounts down for promoting terrorist propaganda. That's what needs to happen. That's exactly what you're looking at. This right here is what causes those knife attacks that took place over inside France today. This right here is what causes all of that garbage. Fake videos. And they're not even good at it. Not even good. Holy freaking cow. Well, what'd you guys think? You guys like this new time? I'm assuming you do because you're all in here chilling and hanging out with me. I can only assume that you guys are fans of the new freaking time slot. That's all I can think. Well, if you are, subscribe to the dang channel because next time I go live here, same time tomorrow evening, you're going to want to know about it. So when you subscribe, make sure you turn on your dang notification bells. Do that. Share. Spread the love. Spread the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Peace, love, happiness. God bless. I am out of here.
about the last time you had to cancel a subscription? There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.